In his address to the nation last night, President Bush said, quote, Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict commenced at a time of our choosing. Today in Baghdad, Saddam Hussein's older son Uday rejected that ultimatum and said Iraq was ready to fight. Over the years, we've heard a lot about the man who runs Iraq, but not so much about his sons. Who are they? And why were just they and not other close members of Saddam Hussein's regime included in President Bush's warning to get out of the country? Joining us now from London is Con Coughlin, executive editor for London's Saturday Telegraph and, excuse me, Sunday Telegraph, author of Saddam, King of Terror. Con Coughlin, welcome back to Talk of the Nation.
Pleasure to be with you.
First of all, who are these two sons of Saddam Hussein?
Well, he has two sons, Uday, who is now about 38, and Qusay, who's about 36. And for many years, Uday was the heir apparent. But unfortunately for Uday, he was actually more psychopathic than his father. This was the son that famously killed Saddam's food taster, because the food taster was suspected of setting up a liaison between Saddam and a mistress, and Uday, who was very loyal to his mother, shot dead the food taster and was sent into exile. This is also the same Uday who was given responsibility for murdering Saddam's two sons-in-law in 1996 after they defected to Jordan. So, I mean, he certainly takes after his father, but...
He barely survived an assassination attempt.
Yes, well, that was, again, shortly after the murder of his two brothers-in-law in 1996. I mean, Uday was a bit of a playboy and upset a lot of people, and his convoy came under attack, and he was actually severely injured. He's never actually recovered from these injuries. He's basically paralyzed, although whenever he appears on television, he has some special supports that make it look as though he's standing, but he's actually wheelchair-bound. And he's become actually sort of mentally unstable as a result of his injuries, so much so that his younger brother, Qusay, is now really the heir apparent, and is a very, very important figure in the regime.
Why do you think it was that President Bush, in his address last night, included them and those who must be exiled if war is to be averted, and not many others of the regime whose human rights record are not a great deal prettier?
Well, the bottom line, Neil, is that it's basically a family affair in Iraq. Saddam has basically run the regime through his family since he assumed the presidency in 1979. And although there are many leading Ba'athists, the survivors, who have significant positions, people like Tariq Aziz and Ramadan and Ibrahim and all these people, mm-hmm. but they basically do their master's bidding. I mean, their defense would be the Nuremberg defense that we were only obeying orders. But they don't really have any executive authority. All the decisions are taken by Saddam and his and nowadays his second son, Qusay.
Would you say, we just have a few seconds left, Con, but would you say that a successful determination of this conflict would include accounting for Saddam Hussein and both his sons?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think... The three of them have a lot of blood on their hands.
Con Coughlin, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure, Neil.
Con Coughlin, executive editor for London's Sunday Telegraph and author of Saddam, King of Terror, and he spoke to us on the phone from London. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.